The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London and the Queen's Commonwealth message.
Yes, we've just had Commonwealth Day, well, technically, I suppose, here in the UK, we're still in Commonwealth Day, and the gist of the Queen's Commonwealth message, there was a service at Westminster Abbey today, but she said in this speech, wherever we live in the Commonwealth, we can always benefit from being open to ideas. There should be a willingness to share, to exchange, and the foundations of a harmonious and progressive society. And there's a lot of blah, blah, blah about inclusiveness and insights and enterprise, but given everything else and all the headlines and the build-up to the referendum on whether we should be the European Union, you kind of wonder if maybe there's a little hint there that...
I think so.
We would be stupid not to consider stronger ties with you.
That's it. You abandoned the Commonwealth for the European Union. Now you might like to think again. I agree with you, Adam.
Exactly that. Yeah.
I think a little hidden agenda. I think this is a very good point, this point about home alone.
Yeah. What's happened here is that 500 people, it transpires in the Freedom of Information thing, 500 people in England and Wales have been arrested in the last year for leaving their children home alone. Even though in the UK there is no law on what age is okay to leave your child home alone. So 510 arrests, actually some police forces didn't respond, so it could well be more than that, but children left on their own from the age of 6 weeks, I think we're probably all thinking, what, that's far too young, to aged 15. One guy left his child, who was, I think, 7 at the time, in the car while he popped into a chemist's. Have we all done that? Left our kids just for 5 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
He got arrested for it. The law only states that children should not be left if they're at risk. But there are any number of campaigners, including an MP, John Hemming, who are saying, rather than leave it to parents' common sense, let's have an actual age attached to that.
Oh, God, more...
Although it's tricky, because, you know, sometimes you kind of want common sense.
Oh, why do we reach for the statute book every time there's a problem, for God's sake? We've got too much legislation as it is. Get out of our lives. These are matters for parents. And if we break the law, then deal with the law. All right, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.